From the unexplained to the mundane, come join us on a journey to the fringe.
Hello and welcome to Journey to the Fringe, where, hey, we're behind you. No, never mind. We're here in our podcast areas, just ranking assholes again, because that's, we got a lot of assholes
it's
ahead
so
of
much
us.
Fun.
It is so much fun. And weirdly, like, a lot of episodes that, like, we're, I don't think we'd, like, think about our episodes as much as we should. Outside of, like, these are episodes that we've covered.
Well, not like this.
Yeah, in this much. So it's yeah. I think it's a lot of fun, and especially,
it's
like,
refreshing.
This gives you guys, like, great things to go back to, too, and realize that we are just great podcasters. Like, just accept it.
It's true. It's very true.
So I'll remind you all, because we're in part three of what is likely a five-part series, but I need to stop speculating on how many numbers, because I've probably gotten it wrong multiple times in here. Anyhow, we are ranking every one of the people that we've covered in a asshole ranking based on a score out of 50, based on five different factors: deception and fabrication, vibes, harm, grift, and legacy. We have started from the bottom. We're working our way up. We are at number 29 on the list. And Chelsea, are you ready
Taylor's
for this?
Taylor's 29. Yeah. Yes. Who is it? Who is it?
Aleister Crowley. Season 1, episode 17.
Oh, I have him at, kind of lower than yours, at 36.
Now, Crowley, the self-styled Great Beast, was a prolific occultist and founder of Thelema. His achievement was shaping modern esotericism and influencing generations of mystics, artists, and counterculture movements. His asshole factors come from exploiting followers, fabricating mystical results, and fostering manipulative, cult-like environments that often left adherents psychologically scarred. And that's probably the part I didn't put enough ranking into, is he probably did hurt quite a few people, but I gave him an overall score of 26. He has very high legacy. He is still talked about today, still taken seriously, and whenever we say with a K, it is because of Aleister Crowley, whether it be magic or demons or, like...
Demons with a K.
With a K. But
you know,
I gave him very
mean.
Low deception because I think he believed pretty much everything he was talking about.
Yeah.
He got weird vibes. I got a 6 on
very
vibes.
Weird vibes.
He did have some harms. I gave him a 4. And he did have some grift. But that's... Yeah. He got a 26 for me.
He got the lowest on grift for me. And you
I
know what?
I still think he made some money from it. So I couldn't put him that low.
I think that was his whole thing, actually. Yeah. So I don't know why I scored him so low on grift. Probably because I thought he should be higher on the others. But I gave him too low on legacy. So he could be up a couple notches on mine. Because you're right. He does still have a very high legacy. I'm not sure why I ranked him at a 3.
That's a fair point.
He definitely doesn't seem like he should be at a 3.
No, that like is a meme. Or if you say Aleister Crowley, there's a good chance people know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
and
most
like,
people
we
will.
Say demon with an A and magic with a K.
Yeah.
And everybody knows what we're talking about. It's the Aleister Crowley experience.
So he could probably be ranked as a higher legacy than Bruce Jernan. So yeah, I might rank him actually probably around the exact same as you if I were to kick him up some notches on the legacy, because that was definitely a misnomer on my behalf.
Okay. And of course, Copilot has put him at 6th on their list.
Ooh,
with an
okay.
overall score of 42.
You know, I don't disagree with that.
No, and I do think this is somebody who could be ranked in so far of a spectrum.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that.
Oh, and they didn't put down why, so we just got to accept it. I think we
it just goes without speaking
that it's up
it.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was quick.
Okay, next up, I have at 28, Jamie Spears. Season 3, episodes 36, 38, and 40. And I really forgot that we did 3 episodes on Britney Spears.
Yeah. It was a lot. Those were some fun episodes.
Do you want to tell us who Jamie Spears is?
I'm going to tell you who Jamie Spears... I wonder how many people who didn't listen to Britney Spears were expecting that to be there or were wondering who Jamie Spears was. Spears is infamous for controlling Britney Spears' finances and autonomy under a conservatorship. His achievement was legal authority over one of the world's biggest pop stars, his daughter. His asshole actions include exploiting her career for profit, causing long-term psychological harm, and symbolizing systematic abuse of conservatorship law.
I gave him overall a 27. Highest score being in Deception and Fabrication at an 8 and a 7 in Vibes. But Harm and Griff were both at 5, Legacies at 2, because I don't think this is out of the ordinary for the Hollywood community.
Yeah. What was your total? Sorry?
27.
He's at 29 for me.
Okay.
Legacy, very low, because without Britney Spears, you wouldn't know who he was. And just overall looking at who we're ranking.
I mean, no, and I do think
he's the outlier.
No, and when we're talking about like conservatorships, I don't think they're gonna ever call it like the Jamie Spears protocol or something like that. It's not out of the ordinary for Hollywood, unfortunately.
Yeah. Deception and Fabrication, I mean, I gave it a 5 because there was some.
I put it high, and this is the whole thing. These episodes weren't really about Jamie Spears. They were all about Britney Spears,
yes. But
so you don't know that much about him. But unfortunately, and this is like, even whenever you're looking at this, outside of court proceedings, Jamie's a fairly private individual.
I gave him a 9 on Vibes. I gave him a 6 on Harm.
The only thing holding him back in my mind is it's one individual.
Exactly. That's literally what I was just going to say. And I gave him 8 for Griff because did he ever take advantage of her.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but again, limited to one person. So that's why I kept it lower. But it's a very extreme grip on that one person. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. So I have him at 29. So yeah, I think we think very similarly about him as well. What does AI say you?
AI says 16th overall with a score of 40.
Okay, so based on
and again, how high they're didn't ranking give everyone. Me a description of it, but his highest scores were in Vibes and Harm, which makes a lot of sense from what we were discussing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that score, given how high they're giving the total for everyone, I think it is on par with us.
Okay, Chelsea, next up at my 27th, and I think we're going to have to talk a lot about this one, because I think I did a poor job of putting it in our spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to change how. What do you think I'm going to say now that I said that?
For the next person?
Yes.
How you put it on our spreadsheet? I don't know.
At 27th on my list, surprisingly enough, at 27 as a score, this is like the median right here, I have Admiral Byrd and Kin.
Oh, I was wondering where he was going to come up for you.
And here I'm really curious how you took that as well for how I wrote that.
Well, why don't we read who he's about and I'll tell you what mine is. Because I keep screaming mine out. He's from season 3, episode 4.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes you get to know, sometimes you don't.
Admiral Byrd was a polar explorer whose expeditions were later mythologized into Hollow Earth lore. His achievements were genuine exploration and military service. His asshole factors come from how his name was co-opted into fabricated conspiracy narratives, though Byrd himself didn't exploit believers directly. But his grandson freaking did. And that's why I put and kin.
I didn't actually pay attention to the and kin.
Yes, and I know that's likely where that came up. And when I was trying to figure out who that was, and I distinctly remember this guy because he wears such weird suits. Admiral Byrd's like relative who talks about him still and griffs off him, could not find anything about him. Can't remember who he is. Trying to figure it out still. But he showed up here. Anyhow, I gave him a 27, highest being Grift because of that family member. After that, Legacy, because Admiral Byrd comes up, especially when you talk about Hollow Earth and Antarctica.
Oh,
although
yeah.
Those aren't the biggest conspiracy worlds, so they're not that big.
It has to be one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. He scored highest for me in Legacy. He has a total of 17 for me.
Yeah, and that's because you were only taking Admiral Byrd into account. Mentioned that.
I didn't even read him. It's definitely there. I didn't even read it, though. Because was his grandson in our episode?
I believe he was. I was trying to find it because, again, we've done two episodes and I started listening to the Antarctica one and I couldn't find him in there. So I think it was the Hollow Earth episode where he showed up.
I can't remember. And I honestly can't even remember
what his name was because I was trying to find it and couldn't. So it's either...
No, you're right, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Somebody put his journals out.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, he is somebody who goes around, he does the tours with it, and, like, his entire thing is, I'm related to Admiral Byrd.
So
his And he wears a three-piece suit. He's very weird.
Oh, this sounds very, very familiar, but I don't remember it. Season 3. Deception and Fabrication, I put at a 5. And it's not because of the story. It's because of the spin on it now.
Yeah.
And the implications. There's nothing wrong with the story, as I'm sure he tells it. It's now the evidence towards something that it's being used for. Vibes are a 2. I don't think he was necessarily an asshole. Harm, meh, it's low. Grift, meh, it's low for Admiral Byrd.
Yeah, Legacy, you're not taking 6. Into account Endkin. So.
Yeah, no, I was not taking into account
Endkin. And hey, neither did Copilot, because this is the second lowest on their list. And clearly somewhere where, as people in my life say, I need to communicate better.
No, it's not. It was right there for me to read, so it's no fault of yours.
Yeah, but also I could have actually just made it the kin. But I couldn't remember the episode, so I didn't put it that way. I wanted to make it like this is a group thing, but...
It's not that low for... Like, he's low for me. He's not bottom of the list, though, because of the lore
in which it implicates. Yeah, the lore behind it. And that person afterwards takes advantage of the lore and then raises the stakes. And that's why I thought we would get
from. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. And Copilot got the exact same interpretation as you because it's the second lowest on their list.
See, and I just didn't remember the, like, kin having anything to do with it. So if I would have remembered that and listened to the episode, he very well could have been higher.
Okay. Now, next up on my list at 26 is Ed Walters of the Gulf Breeze Incident, Season 5, last year, Episode 50.
What was the score you gave him again?
Ed Walters got a 29 and 26.
Ooh, I have him at 29.
Nice. Wow. You're tied. 29-29.
Walters claimed to photograph UFOs over Gulf Breeze, Florida, sparking a wave of sightings. His achievement was briefly convincing UFO researchers and media of his story. His asshole actions include staging photos with props, profiting from books and tours, and misleading communities with fabricated evidence.
So overall, I gave him a 29, as we just said. Highest being deception, second highest being vibes, and grift at 7. And legacy, I gave him a 3, because it is still somewhat remembered, and especially he had those books. And he did have some harm, but not a lot. I gave him a 4.
Yeah, I'm pretty much right on par
87473.
I'm 98363.
Oh yeah, pretty much the same.
we're a point off on most things. I think that. See, he reminds me a lot of Billy Meyer.
Yes, but without the continued story.
Yeah, without the, you know, higher harm.
Yeah.
And higher grift. Legacy.
Yeah, and
like he's just like a shittier Billy Meyer.
Although Copilot didn't give me a description of him, they put him at 33 on their list with a score of 34, 86677. So right, basically the exact same thing we just said.
Interesting. This is the first one we all agree on.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm noting it. We all agree.
Copilot gave Ed Walters a higher legacy. That's about it. Okay, and Chelsea, next up on the list at 25, and probably the most forgettable of the people we've covered just because it was in passing, and it's L.A. Marzulli.
Okay, this is the one that I don't... Like, I know L.A. Marzulli. What is he in? What episode
did he...
Season 3, episode 16.
He's the Giants guy.
Hmm. So then he's high up there for deception.
Yeah.
Let's give him 8. Let's vibe him at... He's talking Giants.
L.A. Marzulli is a Christian UFO theorist who promotes Nephilim and end times narratives. His achievement is carving out a niche in biblical fringe circles. asshole factor comes from fabricating biblical UFO connections, monetizing fear about books, fear through books and DVDs, and misleading believers and pseudoscientific claims.
Have we done a full episode?
No, and it was just when we were talking about the Afghan giant, or the giant of Kabul, is that what it is? He came up as the person who brought those stories forward.
Kandahar.
Coast to Coast. The Kandahar giant, thank you. He was the one who brought it forward on Coast to Coast AM. So we haven't fully covered him, but like he is just somebody who's willing to take anything and just run with it so long as it fits his like Christian Nephilim area.
Ugh.
Season 3, episode 60, if I didn't say it, just making sure, gave him 8 on vibes and 8 on grift, 7 on deception, 4 on harm, because like this isn't something as that big of a deal. 3 on legacy, because he's not going to be remembered, and we had trouble remembering who he was, both of us.
Now that you say that, and he's forgettable to me because it's not something I'm like too interested
We're not
in,
big
but
on
I've
giants.
I've heard his name over and over again. I will agree with your ranking. I do think he's lower on the harm.
Yeah, giant people don't do that much harm.
No, these are more people that you see just for the grift, pretty much. Just for, you know, this is a niche nobody talks about. I'm an expert on it. I can get on Coast to Coast. I can write books because no one else is really doing it.
Yeah, I fully agree with all of that.
Void. Yeah. So I agree with your ranking on that one, actually.
And yeah, this was one you did not rank, correct? Because you could not remember who this was.
Right.
Yeah.
If I would have gone to the Giants.
And it's funny because that's your episode, too.
Yeah, I don't remember talking about him.
Yeah, Copilot has him at 21 with a 37, 87787, so a fairly consistent 7.5, I guess. Let's see if they gave me. They did not give me a description, and I think that's basically what I said. So
yeah, I'm in total agreement with you said. I'm glad you
Next
remembered
up,
him.
At 24, Chelsea, I have Robert Bigelow.
Ooh, I think you have him a lot higher than I had him.
Yes, but I think we're very easily going to talk about why. And he was actually lower, but I was reading a book where his name came up a lot, and I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense where I have grift way too low. So why don't you give us the description for him?
Bigelow is a billionaire who funded UFO and paranormal research through Bigelow Aerospace and the National Institute for Discovery Science. His achievement was bringing serious money into fringe research, including Skinwalker Ranch investigations. His asshole actions include exploiting believers by controlling findings, creating paywalled mystique, and skewing research towards sensationalism rather than transparency.
So, the reason he is so high on my list, first off, he is a billionaire, so vibes just immediately get very high. He got an 8 on vibes. He got a 7 on grift, and it might not seem like it because he's putting money into paranormal research, but he has been getting government contracts through this, including NIDS.
Right, yeah.
Including, likely he's getting money from To the Stars Academy for several things that I've recently learned about. But anyhow, he's in this for still a profit in my mind, which is why he's still high on grant.
He was also getting the government grants for the aerospace technologies that he was working on.
Yeah, for building those like expandable tents in space, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave him a very high legacy because he's going to be remembered in this community.
Yes, absolutely. He has made a mark on this community. I have him at a 5 for legacy. He's not really done anything himself. He's just kind of put the money
He hires people. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had money, I would probably see myself doing the same thing. I remember the episode, we had a little bit differing opinions on it as well. You made some very good points that I didn't originally see, which kind of swayed me in this as well. He's still fairly low to me, though.
And I do still have him low on harm and deception. On deception, I have him as a 2. On harm, I have him a 4.
Yeah, I think I have him very low on deception as well. I have him at a 2 deception.
But that doesn't mean I don't I think he likes the thing he's looking at, but he needs to make a profit off it. So that's where everything comes from.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. And I remember that, how the episode was going. And it's something that I didn't necessarily consider in the research that I was doing as well.
Yeah.
With the kind of millionaire, billionaire aspect to him. It's something I don't really want to see, and you force me to see. Even in my numbers right here, I didn't take that into account, unfortunately. More for the fact that I don't want to, because of the implications that it does have. So if I were to take it into account, he would be much higher.
And sorry, where is he on your list?
I scored him at a 22.
22, and what's that put him at?
33.
Okay. And you're actually even lower than Copilot, because Copilot has him at 28 with 35.
Any explanation or no?
Let's take a look. Yes. Bigelow scores high in grift and legacy for funding UFO research in Skinwalker Ranch. His deception is moderate, more enabler than hoaxer. His vibes are middling, seen as eccentric billionaire. He's held back by moderate harm since his influence amplified nonsense but didn't ruin lives.
You all make very good points. And it's not something that shows up in my marking at all, unfortunately. Okay. It should.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And which is the same up, way I did my episode.
This is my first Bigfoot person, Chelsea.
Hold on. Who do I have to come up? There's one person I still have fairly low that I'm surprised has not come up. Is it the ketchup?
It's Dr. Melbo Ketchum, yes.
I re-listened to
Season 5, Episode 8.
And I had to laugh because I searched her name wrong and ketchup came up on the episode. I did listen to her.
Ketchum is a veterinarian and geneticist who claimed to have sequenced Bigfoot DNA. Her achievement was briefly gaining credibility in cryptid circles by presenting her findings as scientific proof. Her asshole action was publishing flawed, non-peer-reviewed work and monetizing it, misleading believers, and damaging scientific discourse around cryptids. Overall, I gave her a fairly high deception and fabrication, 8 high vibes, especially once you start to get into the pushback era for her.
Same.
6 for harm, just because she has completely damaged Bigfoot research. 7 for grift. Just, I don't know if she made money, and that's the thing where maybe that should be lower. But she went on so many podcasts about this afterwards that I was like, she's really trying to monetize this. And then I gave her a 2 for legacy because I don't think this is going to be remembered at all. But at the same time, Bigfoot people are going to use this research as support for their position for a long time. Position 23 on my list, 31 overall for a score.
Yeah, I ranked her at a 34. I ranked her a little bit higher on the deception and fabrication. I gave her a 10.
Yeah, that's fair.
She was really, really bad.
For somebody who should know better.
Yeah, I scored her a little bit skewed as per what you gave her on harm and legacy. And I realize I probably need to maybe switch those around.
And sorry, I think I missed it. Season 5, episode 8.
Yeah. I gave her a 2 for harm, but I agree with you. I think she did a lot of harm within the community, is what you're thinking. I was just thinking in general, she didn't hurt anybody, but I would agree with that. And therefore, I gave her a 6 for legacy. I'm going to bring her down a couple, still evening it out at 34, I would say. But, I mean, she did leave a lasting legacy on the fact of what she did.
She will. Bigfoot research will not be taken seriously. And people within the Bigfoot community are going to hold her up for a long time as this research paper.
You still hear it talked about.
No, and I agree. I probably scored it a little low for legacy, too.
She's a total asshole, though. She's definitely a total asshole belongs on this list.
Copilot, of course, gave her a... Let's take a look. Oh, you know what? 34. Ooh. Putting her at 32 on their list.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave it a 31. Well, we're all kind of in agreement, and I have an explanation. Ketchum scores high in deception for her flawed Bigfoot DNA study. Her grift is moderate, monetizing through publications. Her legacy is middling, remembered in cryptid circles. Her vibes are middling, seen as defensive but not universally toxic. She's held back by moderate harm since her claims misled but didn't devastate.
Yeah, so another one we all agree, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Number 22, Chelsea.
Who do you got?
Prepare yourself for this.
Who do I have at 22? Okay, I'm at my 22.
Okay, George Norrie.
No.
Season 4, episode 12.
Okay, George Norrie for me.
I gave him a 32 overall. Why don't you read your description and then we'll talk.
Oh, I just X'd out of my sheet.
Okay, I'll do it really quick and you can get it open.
Norrie is best known as the longtime host of Coast to Coast AM, the radio show that became the biggest platform for UFOs, paranormal claims, and fringe personalities. His achievement is keeping fringe topics in mainstream circulation, giving airtime to countless voices. His asshole factor comes from platforming dubious claims without vetting, profiting from sensationalism, and normalizing pseudoscience for millions of listeners.
Yep. I gave him, overall, a 32, and he scored high in three categories. Vibes, I got bad vibes from him. Harm, I gave him a 7. And most of all, he is my highest, tied for highest at a 10, grift. Because, man, is he always trying to make money.
Man, yeah, and he, yeah, I would agree that he's high for the grift. I have him at a 10 for grift.
And last and most importantly, I gave him a 3 for both of deception and fabrication, because again, I do think he's lazy and he's not actually making up the grift. He's just accepting
exactly.
grift into his life and letting people do it.
I put him at a 3 for grift.
And importantly, 3 for legacy, because I think once he retires, people are going to...
I gave him 3 for legacy as well. He's not making a mark on what he's doing. I think a lot of people are getting really pissed off with him. I also think he's on par as well. He's taken over for Art Bell. Oh, hold on.
You're on my list, yeah.
That's why we agree.
Okay, how much we agree?
On almost everything. Son of a bitch. I gave him a 2 for deception and fabrication.
Yeah, because he's not doing it himself. He just is too lazy to stop people.
Is he harming anybody? Probably... It should probably be higher because, well, they say they're the highest syndicated talk show radio program or some shit like that. But how many syndications are actually out there nowadays that people are listening to? Grift, I have it a 7, yes. Legacy, I have it a 0. And so to continue my train of thought, he's coming off Art Bell.
Yeah, people always will remember Art Bell. They're not going to remember George Norrie. They will not.
Made something memorable. Art Bell didn't even want Norrie to take over. I don't think they got along at all.
Nope.
Deception and fabrication, I put it a 2 because I honestly think he has no interest in the people that he has on the show. And he puts no real thought into the responses that he's ever had. They're all in agreement.
No, and the only thing I know about him is he's conservative.
Yeah.
Because whenever he gets people on who have anything that might be progressive, he shits on them. Like,
and
that's all I know. He had somebody on who was like a vegetarian and he kept asking like the stupidest questions.
But when I was listening to it, it's like he didn't even listen. He might have had somebody give him some questions to ask, but that's why he gets low on deception for me, because he couldn't. Like, what is he deceiving? Like, he has no interest in what he's doing. Vibes, 2, because he's boring as fuck. He told the same stories over and over again. There is nothing intrinsically interesting about the man at all. He burnt his throat on like a hot pocket once.
My
and we heard about it forever.
That was an entire like 5 episodes.
Harm, 2. Who's he harming? Grift, it's up there. 7. Legacy, 0. 13.
Everybody he harms is over 70 years old. That's the thing. So, like, it's not going to have lasting impact.
Here's the thing. He's low on my list, but not because he's not an asshole. It's because he's a boring asshole that doesn't...
His impact is pretty low.
It's a very low impact. He doesn't give a shit about anything. And the grift is high. Like, he started that dating app.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot
like,
about that.
He has Dr. Wallach on that does nothing.
ParanormalDate.com.
Yeah, like, yeah. The grift is so high with that guy, and that's literally pretty much the only thing giving him points on this total. He has no personality. He shouldn't be hosting Coast to Coast AM. Like, he's just a...
He should retire.
Yeah.
Like, if he had retired 10 years ago, he might be okay to remember, but we're well past that.
Yeah, and that's what's making him an asshole on mine, is the lack of anything. At least the other guys scoring low on my list have some sort of opinion and personality.
Yeah.
But he just, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. And that's where he got on mine, just due to that.
Yep. Copilot has this at... Oh. George Norrie is 31st on their list with a 34. And they say Norrie scores high in legacy for hosting Coast to Coast AM, yeah, shaping paranormal radio. No. That doesn't make him an asshole, though. His deception is moderate. He platformed hoaxers but didn't invent claims. His vibes are middling. Seen as affable but opportunistic, he's held back by lower harm since he amplified nonsense more than causing direct damage.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreeance. Yeah. And while our scores are wildly off, I think we're all in agreeance with who he is as a person. Yeah.
Okay, Chelsea, next up on my list at 21 is Richard C. Hoagland. Season 3, episodes 5 and 6.
Now we're getting up there.
Yeah.
I have him ranked at a 24.
Ranked at 24 or score of 24?
His score is 24.
Oh, okay.
No, hold on. His score is 31.
I have 32. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. We agree.
Yeah. Now, why don't you tell us about Richard C. Hoagland?
Oh, yeah. I guess I could tell you about him. Who was it that he mentored?
David Wilcock.
He was talking about Richard C. Hoagland the other day. Hoagland is best known for promoting the Face on Mars and other speculative NASA cover-up theories. His achievement was keeping space anomalies in the public eye and inspiring curiosity about Mars. His asshole actions include presenting pseudoscience as fact, exploiting media appearances and monetizing sensational claims through books and lectures, misleading audiences for decades.
And this is one of those people where I had much lower on the list until I re-listened to the episodes. And I forgot what a big asshole Richard Hoagland was.
I remember him as being an asshole.
Yeah. He absolutely would take claims, make them his own, and say he was the first person to ever talk about anything. And I don't know how, but he ended up with friends such as Carl Sagan, one of the foremost astronomers of his day, who he got to pretend to be giving ideas to. So overall, I gave Richard Hoagland the biggest thing he got. He got quite a few eights. He got 8 on deception and fabrication because he stole and also didn't really check his sources or care about things being wrong. 8 on vibes because he was an asshole.
Exactly the same. Agree.
3 on harm because there wasn't a big deal on that. Okay. 8 on grift because he was making money off it, like a lot of money. 5 on legacy because at the end of the day, I don't think he is going to be remembered that much. And his biggest claim to fame is Cydonia, the face on Mars.
Yep.
And I don't think it's going to be remembered that long.
Totally in agreement with everything that you're saying. I gave him a less of a legacy. The thing with all these UFO grifters is what harm are they actually doing other than just...
Yeah.
And it's me, right? It's people who enjoy listening to stuff like this, which I do. I will totally give it to you. I love some of these stories that I know are totally made up. Other people probably don't know that they're made up and they actually believe them. But I still like the Serpo story. I'm sorry.
I love Serpo, even though it is Richard Doty.
I don't know why. It's definitely Richard Doty. But it's just things like that. So I see no harm in it inherently.
If Richard Doty was only known for the Serpo story, he wouldn't even make this list.
He would be a lovable asshole.
Here we are at 20 something in the 20s and like not even talking about Richard Doty yet.
He's not showing up for a while still. I know it.
I had to go back and listen to it and I realized the deception that Richard C. Hoagland was known for that I completely forgot about. And the fact that he had a high school degree. He had no background in anything.
I do remember that about him.
And yet he still was like the scientific person for so many people because he was a weird manipulator, and he got kicked off Coast to Coast for a while. And that is a very hard thing to do. Yeah.
See, and if I would have listened to the episode, maybe I would have ranked him higher, but I didn't. Yeah. But I'm just going off my vibes on this one. And yeah. I totally remember the vibes from the episode that he was a total asshole.
Yeah. And Chelsea, I think this is going to be the last one we're going to do. For my number 20, I have Stanley Tiger Romanek. Season 3, episode 20.
Where do I have him? Ooh, I have him in the top 10.
Oh. Wait, he's not in here. Anyhow, Stanley Tiger was very well known as, yeah, the first J3 documentary video done, where he put several alien face masks in windows and they were not there. He very clearly made it up, and then he ended up having to go to jail. Sorry. Did he go to jail? I can't remember. I should really write this down.
I think he did go to jail, for it came to light at the end of the filming when the documentary was being released that he was found guilty of pedophilia.
Yeah. Anyhow, with Stan Romanek, I gave him a 10 for deception, 10 for vibes, mm-hmm. because man, those are off.
Yep.
8 for harm, because he is like, it's hard to not give somebody who is the pedophilia guilty charges of high. Pedophilia.
Yep.
But after that, I gave him a 2 for grift because he couldn't take advantage of it. And a 3 for legacy because he's going to be forgotten for in the UFO community.
Okay, here's where we differ. 7 for vibes because a pedophile's not going to be low for asshole vibes. And I gave him a 10 for grift because he went to elaborate means to falsify all of this, to document all of this. He had puppets. He had fake phone calls. He had the works on a documentary.
He did, but it was only for one documentary. He never had the opportunity to fully grift. And that's why he scored so low for me.
The effort was there. So he still scored very high for me. No, he didn't. You're right. That's part of the technicality of it. But I went with intent.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's why he's high on mine. I don't know why I still went lower on vibes at a 7. That's still high. I went 7 for vibes. Because he seems kind of like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because maybe I went lower on vibes because he presented all of this shit as fact. And you watch the documentary and it is laughable. You're like,
oh yeah, this is awful. Yeah.
This guy definitely made this up. It's like when you're 10 years old and you have the camcorder, which kids aren't going to know what that even is. And you like make up your own little thing like Gumby and Pokey.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, one of these things that you're like, wow, this is so good. And it's not good at all. And it just, Legacy 4. And the only reason it gets a 4 is because literally they continued with production after this guy was tried and convicted as a pedophile.
Yeah.
And how bad it is. Like, it's
and
just
And Copilot
bad.
Does agree with you. They put him at number 5 on their list. Romanek maxes out vibes and harm due to his toxic personality, exploitation, and criminal charges. His deception is extreme with fabricated abduction evidence. His grift was strong with books and appearances. His legacy is weaker, remembered mostly for scandal. He's held back by fading influence.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to get in the top 20 after this for me. We'll see you guys next week. I've been Taylor here with Chelsea. We are Journey to the Fringe. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Journey to the Fringe. If you have liked what you have listened to, please like, share, subscribe, or follow, depending on what venue you are listening to us through. Also, please, if possible, leave a 5-star review, as that really helps us in the algorithms. Should you wish to interact with us, please check us out on your social media of choice. I bet you we are there. And if you really want to communicate with us and give us ideas for new episodes or tell us that we're wrong and terrible, either way, please send us an email at journeytothefringe@gmail.com. For now, I'll see you in the next episode.